This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
If government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, call-in lines are open, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Please feel free to call in. We're going to be talking about a number of things here. New California is going to be, of course, one of the topics. But we're also going to be talking about the Declaration of Independence. By the way, happy, happy, happy 4th of July, plus one. Uno. One day. Plus one. Anyway, Declaration of Independence is hate speech. That's... this is the shining object that hit me today as I was preparing for the next hour here. Actually, as I was getting ready for the next hour. In other words, we transitioned from hour two to three. And in that transition, I got one of my little shining object little indicators across the screen. Said, look at this. Well, because I'm easily distracted by shining objects, as I say here on the radio show. This one really caught my attention. Really did. It's kind of interesting. I was involved in the writing of one of the few declarations of independence ever written in this country, and that was the most recent Declaration of Independence for New California. Isn't that interesting? Never thought of myself as ever being like in that position. They were written by a whole bunch of us, and I did the final writing of the Declaration of Independence for New California. So, that's a fact of history, and I think it's very important to understand that history, that there are declarations of independence for a number of states, West Virginia being one and New California being another. And there's, of course, the Declaration of Independence, the King Kong of all declarations out there. And I do know that the impact of our reading the Declaration of Independence and making it very, very publicly known, a rarity in human history, actually. It was the very first reading of a Declaration of Independence electronically, New California. And that was done January 15th, 2018. Now we have this. And again, I'm telling you, the battle lines are drawn as of today. They really, truly are. And I can't believe how fortuitous we are here on Agenda 21 Radio to be sponsored by Right to Voice. R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, and V-O-I-C-E. Now, this is a new sponsor for Agenda 21 Radio, and we've been working it out and doing some things and playing around with it, and I've been getting people to sign up and stuff like that, because Right to Voice is the answer to Facebook. And the significance of this answer to Facebook is going to be right now, as I read the shining object that came across the screen between the two show hours. This is not part of today's script. I have a perfectly good script to go by. I was really pretty much adhering to it until now. Now it's off the books. It's off the book. I just can't believe what I've been reading here about this article. Facebook flags Declaration of Independence as hate speech. It's from the Washington Times. Who wrote this? Victor Morton of the Washington Times, Wednesday, July 4th. And this comes from the Washington Times. In the week of America's Independence Day, the algorithms of Facebook decided that the Declaration of Independence was hate speech. The Liberty County Vindicator, a community newspaper between Houston and Beaumont, had been posting the whole declaration in small daily chunks for 8 days on its Facebook page in the run-up to July 4th. But the ninth excerpt was not posted Monday as scheduled. And the paper said it received an automated notice saying the post, quote, goes against our standards on hate speech. Part of the standard notice, Vindicator managing editor Casey Steinert wrote, included a warning that the newspaper could lose its Facebook account on which it depends for much of its reach if there were more violations. The offending message? That's the question. It was part of the document's Bill of Particulars against Britain's King George III. He was excited domestic. This is the quote that came out of this. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sex, and conditions. Okay. So it's got the Indian thing going on. Get it? Mr. Steinert dryly replied in an article about the rejection, perhaps had Thomas Jefferson written it as Native Americans as a challenging stage, at a challenging stage of cultural development, that would have been better. Unfortunately, Jefferson, like most British colonists of his day, did not hold an entirely friendly view of Native Americans. He noted that the newspaper wanted a means of contacting Facebook for an explanation or an opportunity to appeal the post's removal, but it does not appear the folks at Facebook want anyone contacting them, or at least they do not make it easy. Within a day, Facebook had paid heed, allowing the posting and sending the Vindicator an apology. It looks like we made a mistake and removed something you posted on Facebook that didn't go against our community standards. That didn't. go against. This is the statement. We want to apologize and let you know that we've restored your content and removed any blocks on your account related to this incorrect action, Facebook wrote to the Vindicator, as they reported. Reason Magazine pointed out how Facebook's actions are silly, but also the inevitable logic of massive social media sites trying to police millions of messages, a task that cannot be done by humans. Don't you love it when this comes together? They demonstrate a problem with automated enforcement of hate speech policies, which is that of a robot trained to spot politically incorrect language isn't smart enough to detect when that language is part of a historically significant document, wrote Christian Blangowski, an assistant editor of the Libertarian magazine. Mr. Brzezinski went on to note a perverse result of allowing the Vindicator's first eight excerpts from the Declaration, but not the ninth exactly, because of what he called clearly racist language. The phrasing serves as another example of the American Revolution's mixed legacy, one that won crucial liberties for a certain segment of the population while continuing to deny those same liberties to Native Americans and African slaves. But by allowing the less controversial parts of the Declaration to be shared while deleting the references to the Indian savages, Facebook succeeds only in whitewashing America's founding, just as we get ready to celebrate its founding. Anyway, we'll be back. I'm not letting this one go. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
agenda21radio.news. Let's see. This is what I love about people like Kamala Harris. No, I'm not. Listen, another shining object just popped up. I cannot get away from this article, though, about Facebook flags, Declaration of Independence is hate speech. Yeah, history is hate speech. You know. Anyway, so what happened is that it's called the Liberty County Vindicator, a community newspaper between Houston and Beaumont, had been posting the whole declaration in small daily chunks for 8 days on its Facebook page in the run-up to the July 4th experience. But the ninth excerpt was not posted Monday as scheduled, and the paper said it received an automated notice saying it goes against our standards on hate speech. What did it say? It said this, the Bill of Particulars. It's part of the document's Bill of Particulars against King George's III. And it says, quote, he has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. That's what it says. And actually, it's very true. The king did that. The king did that. And to the people, who, by the way, had never seen Indians like this before, when they came and settled in the United States, they'd never been a part of this whole Indian business. They referred to them as savages, especially when they were beheading and killing people and doing things that savage Indians back in the day used to do. In some parts of Central and South America, it still continues. And by the way, what about the savages in Mexico, the cartels who decapitate people with chainsaws? This goes on all the time. They're savages. They are savages. To the people back in the 17th century, they were savages when they saw that sort of thing happening to their own people. So they did call the Indians savages. That's a fact. We need to get over that because that's what was happening. And to these people that were here settling and who declared themselves independent, by the way, the Declaration of Independence document is the first one of its kind. There have been others that have been similar, but none such as this one. And the word independence is a brand new word back then. No one knew that the word independent, to be independent, started to come to note around 1621 to 1661 when it finally got established. That it was a brand new word. It never really been applied to a whole nation. That's how unique this is. So yes, the descriptors in today's modern terminology might not be as well understood, because people have not studied it. This is the point. People have not studied it because we're no longer teaching this in the schools. We're no longer teaching about the Declaration of Independence and what it means. Or the Constitution. We just aren't doing it. That's a fact. And hats off to the Liberty County Vindicator. But what happened was, of course, censorship. That brings me to our sponsor. This is paid. They pay us to say these things, but I'll tell you the timeliness of this on this radio show that our sponsor comes along. And the company is called Right to Voice. It is the alternative to, guess what, Facebook. You will not get censored for this kind of talk. History will not be censored. Which is exactly what Facebook plays God in the social media arena. It's disgusting. That's not going to happen with Right to Voice. RIGHT, the number 2, VOICE, the Right to Voice. That's just the way it's done. You can do this. Go and open up your account today. I suggest you do it. Into the Liberty County Vindicator, open up another account, get away from Facebook. Everybody needs to get away from Facebook. Listen, it's a wonderful system to communicate, but, you know, when it's all being censored. Listen, we have been censored. I have been censored numerous times by Facebook. For stupid reasons, because they're playing God, and Google the same, and YouTube the same. Violent content, one time they said about my stuff. A statement that was made regarding somebody committing a crime that we pointed out, and it was violent content by YouTube. Really? Violent content. But, you know, they still happily show YouTubes with Mexican cartels decapitating people with chainsaws while they're alive, of course. Well, before they do that, before they decapitate them, they chop off their limbs with chainsaws. And that's okay for YouTube, isn't it? But to criticize somebody politically, oh, you can't do that, that's violent content. Really? Right. That goes against your standards. Decapitation with chainsaws doesn't. See, that's a hypocrisy in Facebook. That's a hypocrisy in YouTube. That's a hypocrisy in Google. This is what we're faced with. That is a dictatorship waiting to happen, isn't it? When they can change those kind of standards. I had to get this off my chest because I'll tell you, I think that when you get into things like so important that a Declaration of Independence is going to be censored by Facebook, to me it's just a defining moment about what is going on here relative to New California, relative to this country and the country's history, and the denial of God in the development of this country. It's just absolutely amazing. When you look at the real history of how this country started, and you realize that we are a Protestant nation, founded by Protestant leaders, and every bit of their understanding about the Bible is included in every document. It's a biblical document. It's a God document, as I say. All of them are. Everything the founders did, they had God in mind. And that is what drives the left, the atheist, bigots, nuts. That's why their hatred towards the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Zuckerberg, is so obvious, right? That's really the point of it. They hate the document. They hate it because of its religious, Christian ethics. You have to understand that. Once you understand that the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are God documents. They're declaring rights for you, granted to you by God. That's what the Founding Fathers said. You have God-given rights. God gave them to you. Not Zuckerberg. Not Facebook. Not Google. Not YouTube. God gave you the rights that you have today and you enjoy. That's why the United States of America is the freest and the strongest country on earth. Because God gave us the rights to do this. That is exactly what they wanted to deny all of us. Remember John Brennan, who took the oath of office on a draft copy of the Constitution. Draft in the sense that it was minus the Bill of Rights, your God-given rights. You see, because he views the Constitution as Sharia compliant. Something to think about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well- well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. And we have a guest with us, or actually a caller here on Agenda 21 Radio. First name, and what is your topic, please? Can you hear me? Guest, you can't hear me. Hello, are you there? Guest, are you there? Let's see, was the guest there? Is the guest there? Are you there, guest? Hello. Hello, guest. I guess not. Okay, so we'll have to go to somebody else. Anyway, this whole new state business. I want to go back a little bit about a minute or so here, to bring you the announcement. This was in April, of what this whole thing was about with CalExit. Excuse me, for the three-state thing, okay? Because this has been the big brouhaha that's been going on, this whole three-exit thing. And I wanted to get your comment on that. Well, we'll open the lines for this.
So what does it mean if that state breaks apart due to political divisions? A petition right now to split California into three states just got enough signatures to go on the ballot this fall. It actually could happen. Tim Draper is one of the most famous venture capitalists in the world, a person who helped start a lot of famous tech companies. He wrote the Cal 3 petition, and he joins us tonight. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Great. Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me on your show.
So I'm not really sure what to think of this. It seems like it's possible. It sounds like it's going to be voted on. It could pass in California. Maybe the Congress will approve it. I can understand why California wants to break into three states because it's too big, it's unmanageable, and it's not working. Why would that be good for the rest of the country?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, we know that at least 600,000 Californians want to make sure that we've got three Cal 3 passes. And so I think that the rest of the country will just want to do what's right for California. I mean, it takes up the same landmass as 15 states on the East Coast.
Right.
The population is the equivalent of an average of six or seven states. So I think it's appropriate to have California represented by at least three states.
Right. So I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of Americans don't want to do what's best for California. Just me for myself, maybe. But we've got a map on the screen here. So the top would be NoCal, the bottom SoCal, and then Cal would be Los Angeles, looks like Orange County, maybe some of it. So how would this break up politically? So each state would have two senators and then the representative number of members of Congress. But what do you think the political division would be, Republican, Democrat?
Well, you know, I think what we're really looking at here is we're trying to create states for the next millennial. The blockchain's changing everything. Government is going to be completely different. This isn't a partisan thing one way or another. It's something that that the world really needs. And to get a fresh start, I believe that California has the opportunity to now get better representation and get a fresh start. So three new states can be created.
Right, but
states can take on whatever kind of governance that they think is appropriate for the next millennial.
Right, but it's a partisan system
that we've got that's kind of ruining California.
So I was just saying it's a partisan system though. So the rest of us are affected by the balance of, say, the Senate. And it should be interesting to know what new balance we'd get if this happened. But let me just ask you finally, one of the many things California would divide is its debt.
I think that these three new states are going to empower people to realize what's possible in government, and then all these governments will realize that they can do a better job and they can potentially compete with one another down the road for citizens, and which is what they kind of do now, but California is kind of a monopoly. Nobody wants to leave, but we're still stuck with the same government we've had for all these years, and it's failing our kids, it's failing our it's not safe here. We have
just the twisted logic of this discussion is a clue as to what we're dealing with here in this three-state thing.
Yeah. Many homeless people. We have a lot of big problems. The education system is just about the worst in all 50 states, and it's the biggest state. So it really does need sort of a revamp and a restart. And I think this is a good start to doing that, because then people can say, well, let's start from first principles. How do we empower these people? How do we create these new states? And how do we make these states really important and relevant?
Not one iota of the Constitution being discussed here with Mr. Draper. Not one. Not a smidgen.
For the next millennial, and how do we get...
I hope he answers the question of the debt.
How do we set a good example for all the other states in the country?
I think that, you know, it can't be worse than it is now. So I think you make a fair point. Tim Draper, thank you very much for that. You should not be celebrating this development. You should be worried. It is a threat to you and the country, and here's why. Bank of America is the second largest American bank by assets. A lot of nice people work there. It's huge. It holds more than 10% of all bank deposits in America.
This is another story. Not one smidgen of discussion of the Constitution there with Mr. Draper. He leaves that out. my God. Okay, so that's why he's going to fail. That's just one reason why he's going to fail. But there's a whole bunch of other reasons why he's going to fail. Now, I had the opportunity to make some comments to... Where am I going here? Okay. I had the opportunity to make some comments to Valerie Richardson of the Washington Times the other day. Actually, it was Monday, I think. Tuesday. She called me. And says, New California state uses constitutional process while others act as separatists and declare independence on July 4th. Stand up against America occupation. That is what they did at CalExit. But she does give some indicators of the other systems that are out there, the other, you know, things that are trying to create states. I say things. The other organizations that are trying to create a 51st state or a 51st and a second state, 52nd state. Like Draper's plan. So I wrote some of these comments here. It says, this is one of my comments about the article, and this is the opening salvo. It says, I read the article in the Washington Times following my interview with the author. It appeared to me, again, the only legitimate effort to create a new state which is sound constitutionally and as the Founding Fathers envisioned is the new California state movement. All others believe the Constitution to be an imperfect document to be re-envisioned by their flawed worldviews. Mr. Draper, of course, is a globalist big time. Big time. Look at his father and his grand. They're all globalists. George Bush, that sort of thing. Now, this is what Valerie Richardson writes. While other Americans celebrate the holiday with picnics and parades, California secessionists are taking Independence Day literally. The Yes California Independence campaign, known as CalExit, plans to rally Wednesday at the state capitol in Sacramento, calling on like-minded residents to stand up against American occupation of California and for Trump supporters to get out of California. Now, this is going to circle back in my discussion here to this article about the savages. Believe it or not, it really is. We've got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to give you the whole spectrum. You're going to love it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, Right to Voice, a blending of Right to Voice and the Declaration of Independence and New California. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, and Right to Voice. You have a Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com, the answer to Facebook and censorship. And boy, are we talking about that in this hour, aren't we? Okay, so this is what we have here. This is from the article that came out by Valerie Richardson in the Washington Times. She interviewed me on Tuesday and to talk about New California and so on. So I read her article and I said, you know, there's some pieces in here that I could probably add to enhance your readership of the facts. And we're talking about this. They called yesterday, apparently they had a day of protest and declaration of independence for California, New California, the Yes California Independence Campaign, right? And CalExit, the secessionist movement. So this is what she writes about the ballot initiatives and so on. All three of these plans out here, four of these plans. Three-state ballot initiative. CalExit has generated plenty of fireworks with its effort to spin off California as a separate country, but billionaire Tim Draper generated the biggest bang in April when he qualified his Three Californias measure for the November ballot. And now this is my comment about his November ballot business. There are no county committees involved in the three-state plan. In other words, there's no We the People thing going on there. Each new state would have approximately 13 million people. The end result would be of the three-state plan would be to create three Democratic states with the same urban versus rural issues that confront California today. That's why we're doing New California. It says, the initiative, which is now named Proposition 9, is aimed at making California more governable by dividing up into three more manageable states named California, Southern California, California, and Northern, Southern California, Northern, and California. Okay. So far, the proposition has shown it's 72% disapproval rate. New California state constitutional process. New California, see, this is her comment. The 4th of July has special significance for New California, which seeks to not to secede, but to split the state into two along rural and urban lines following procedures laid out in Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, this is my comment about New California. There are 51 counties in the 58 counties of California that have active committees following the constitutional process in the New California state movement. The population of New California would be approximately 18 million rural people, while California would be at 21 million urban people. About 200 members fanned out across out Tuesday to read the organization's latest grievance against the state of California in the steps of 18 county court and governmental buildings. The founding fathers laid down their grievances in the Declaration of Independence, and that's the process we're following, said New California co-founder Paul Preston. It's really kind of exciting to see the Declaration of Independence utilized again. The group issued its own Declaration of Independence on January 15, 2018, and has since relayed 24 grievances, one per week, as it seeks to gain county support, and national support, I might add, and ultimately persuade the state legislature to divide the state. Our message is we're actually in the process of a real Declaration of Independence procedure, said Preston. It's playing out exactly that way. Those were my comments. Now, Jefferson lawsuit. Terry Giraldi, spokesperson for the state of Jefferson, has filed a federal lawsuit in search of a two-state solution, said her movement also has much in common with the nation's founding. And this is my comment. What is not in common with the founding fathers is a lawsuit to create a state. The lawsuit is sponsored by the Citizens for Fair Representation and will not yield a state for lack of constitutional merit, as it does not meet the criteria for Article 4, Section 3 of a state split. The same people involved in the Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit also run the State of Jefferson movement. The 13 committees of the State of Jefferson movement are tasked with fundraising to support the Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit, and to date have raised nearly $400,000 for the suit, yet do not appear to have any clear pathway towards achieving a new state than they did 5 years ago. There are 13 counties of the 58 counties in California that have active committees in the Jefferson State movement. The population of Jefferson State would be approximately 1.5 million rural people, while California would be at 38 million rural and urban people. Cal Exit? Yes, California secessionist. The tone couldn't be more different at Cal Exit, where organizers Luis Martinelli and Marcus Ruiz Evans have framed their independence campaign as a reaction to American imperialism in the Trump administration. There are no county committees involved. This is me. There are no county committees involved in the CalExit/Yes California Secessionist plan. I guess the question is about all these other ones. Where are your committees? And Jefferson, where are your committees? You have 13 active and you claim you have 23. And you have 1.5 million people that you're going to represent? And you're going to represent, you're going to create a state from that? And they're all rural people, don't get me wrong. I understand the plight. How can you claim a state with such lack of people? You go all this hoopla to create a state, yet you're not going to claim representation for the other rural people and represent them? Something wrong with that picture. Really wrong. And what about this three-state initiative where you're going out and fundraising, saying you're creating a state, and the money's going to a lawsuit? They'll never form a state for you. Those are just some serious questions. And of course, the Cal 3 thing with Tim Draper is a no-go. Look what he's got himself involved in. Now he's got himself involved in lawsuits out the wazoo because they want to stop the proposition before it even gets to the ballot. The ballots, it's going to be on the ballot. They got the signatures. But will it be actually voted on the ballot is the big question, because why? There's so many things flawed about it. Because it doesn't meet constitutional muster. It does not satisfy Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. There's only one that does. New California State. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
At agenda21radio.news. agenda21radio.news. Okay, and you can see this article up on newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the news feature. The article is New California State Uses Constitutional Process While Others Act as Separatists and Declare Independence on July 4th, quote, stand up against American occupation. Now, the key thing to understand about this occupation business, and we're getting back to the Indians, is that this is now considered to be an indigenous people's movement, the Calexit. This is their comment. Listen to this. For the 172nd time, these Americans, now numbering in the millions, with just as many American flags as Donald Trump's red baseball caps, will celebrate their independence this Wednesday on occupied land. How ironic, said the statement. But you can bet the Yes California Independence campaign will not sit quietly along the sideline. Ha ha. This is another ballot initiative, right? It's illegal, by the way. It's unconstitutional. Good luck, guys. There's only one constitutional movement, New California State. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, write to voice sponsors, New California, and Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.